Well, I think you kind of suck at this.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good thing it's not your job.
Yeah, good thing.
Ton palais, c'est trois bouts de tôle, deux planches de bois.
Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Hey, how's it going, Rochelle?
Oh my goodness. That's like you're on party time. I don't think I'm there, but
I'll get you there.
Having a chill Sunday. It's going good.
It's a party Sunday over here.
No? What are you talking about? Didn't you just wake up from a nap?
I was just contemplating the world, but with my eyes closed and a cover over my face. I'd lift spot for a nose, so I wouldn't not be able to breathe.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking about.
Okay.
I don't care. I think you're old enough to know how to breathe.
Yes. We got lots going on in this episode. We have, apparently we are right in the middle of Eurovision season. It is now March 2024. Yeah. The contest is coming up in May.
This is something new.
What's that?
Have you noticed Instagram posting Eurovision songs? I never have had that before.
I'm not on Instagram a lot, so get me up to speed. What's going on with Eurovision and Instagram?
They're just on, all the songs are on Instagram. It's just showing up. The algorithm is feeding me.
Ah, there we go.
What I want to see, and I want to see Eurovision. And so they're just popping up all the time.
Well, there's lots to talk about with regards to that, but we'll leave that a little bit later in the show. But how are things been doing? How are you doing, Rochelle?
We're not talking about Eurovision anymore?
We are, but just in a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, we can wait. Or do you want to talk? You want to flip the script and just talk about it like right out in the middle, right out the gate?
I don't know. You're in charge of the script.
I am.
You are the script master. You got to give me, like, I'm a little bit tired, so.
Okay.
You're just kind of confusing me. I started talking about it and then you're like, all right, stop. I'm like, okay.
You know what?
Go ahead. Ask me that question. How am I? Good. How are you? Okay, good. Okay, let's talk about Eurovision.
Well, it's March and a lot of the songs have been announced, which we can get into, but what is your favorite thing this week though? Before we get into that.
You.
No one likes liars. We know that's not the truth.
Come on.
I can
say that. Don't tell me I'm lying. I can say that if I want to.
Yeah, I'm your favorite thing this week until I do something you don't like.
Yeah, I like you when you're at work. Oh, that's brutal.
Okay. wait till I'm retired and
round. No.
All the time.
No, our floors will get run down from you pacing.
It's true.
My nuts. No. Okay. Let me think. I've been writing a story and I've been really enjoying challenging myself by writing different kinds of stories, basically. And learning how to write like a script, I guess.
Yeah, script, like, yeah. You know, people talking, things happen.
For the stories, because they're going to be like graphic novel stories, comic stories.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's been fun.
Yeah.
And one of them, mm-hmm. I don't want to give too much away because just in the beginning. So let's just like.
We'll put a cap on that.
It's been really fun doing that. And it's been fun. Learning new things on Procreate while doing that.
That's super. My favorite thing this week, in case you're interested. Are you interested? No?
Well, I know it's going to be me.
What if it's not, though?
Oh, no. What if it's the cat?
what if it's totally not you or...
Okay, just say it.
My favorite thing this week.
As long as it's not your balls.
Oh. Shoot. And he always, okay, fine, it's you. Definitely not my balls.
Right. What was that show we were watching? And then he called, they were talking about the invention of man and woman. And then they called the man's balls like his wrinkle sack.
Oh, what was that?
It was a Saturday. We watched old Saturday Night Live
episodes. Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I like that one. Okay, whatever. What is your favorite thing?
It's you.
No, for real.
What if it is you, though?
No, come on, don't.
Okay. My favorite thing this week is, what have I been? My favorite thing this week is not the snow. It's not Eurovision, because we already talked about that. I don't know. I feel like I'm unprepared for this. You know, for the guy who prepares the show, I don't have the answer.
Yeah, like you're the one who made up the question.
I know. I should have my
for answer. The show.
My favorite thing, I've started watching the Curse with Nathan Fielder. You watched this show. I'm only about like 3 episodes in. That's a weird show.
Yes, it's very weird, but it's reminds me of watching like the old British Office, where you're like,
it's very this uncomfortable, is
very uncomfortable, but funny,
yeah,
but really uncomfortable.
It is so weird.
I think that's for a writer to be able to create that kind of comedy. I think it would be really tricky.
Yeah,
because like you can't. If it's too uncomfortable, then people are just not going to watch it.
Mm-hmm. He's very, very much treading a line. We're watching it on. I think it's on like Paramount Plus, which
like just like the weird shit.
Okay.
Like, have you seen his little penis yet?
Oh, yes. Yes. That was weird. I'm like, what?
It's like, what? Is that his pinky? Oh, no.
Spoiler alert.
So weird.
Spoiler alert.
Anyway, I do. I liked it. I think that they're saying a lot in this.
Yeah,
show. Well, it's like a little bit of a social commentary too.
Yeah, because it's all about like the home shows, which you watch a lot of in your because the pilot that they're
you don't need to give like you know you don't need to go into detail.
Okay, I just like the show.
I think it's just too complicated of a show to get into like the detail of it. It's not easy to explain that.
Okay. Here's some Calgary news. It's not very often that Calgary News makes international news. This came out a few weeks ago regarding a very entrepreneurial person in Calgary. Decided very creative ways in order to get more sales of his product. Let's have a listen.
And baggies being circulated to people. Calgary police have laid charges against a man accused of handing out business cards with a free baggie of cocaine attached. Police say the investigation began in December after officers on patrol became aware of the cards and baggies being circulated to people in a downtown casino. They say the cards bore the name Alex Lee that the accused used as an alias. Investigators tracked down the suspect and searched his home, where they seized close to 60 grams of cocaine in more than 50 baggies, a digital scale with drug residue, cash, and business cards. 30-year-old Calgarian Syed Amir Razavi now faces multiple drug charges, including trafficking a controlled substance and possession for the purpose of trafficking. He will next appear in court on February 26th.
You know, if people can give away like free samples of like, you know, at the grocery store of hot dogs on little toothpicks, or if they can give it a little, have their little tiny spoons of ice cream.
Yeah. Okay. Differences, like big, huge, humongous difference is that
it is kind of
it's addictive. And the little
sorry, have you had those little hot
sausages,
dogs?
No, those are not addictive because they're so salty that, you know, you can only really have one or two and then you're done for like for a year.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
Just getting started with like 5 or 10. They're so good.
When was the last time you even had those? I only remember them from the 80s. The
little cocktail wieners?
Yeah.
Can you even
buy them?
You can. They come in a can, which is kind of.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
Meat in a can.
Canned meat.
Why do you like canned meat so much?
Well, I do like, I like corned beef.
Yeah, that's canned meat.
Yeah,
it is. Why do you like it?
Uh-oh.
How come you like it?
Because it's really salty and good. I can make a recipe that I like out of it.
and it lasts forever.
Arguably.
Yeah. Well, that might be the first ingredient to what's it called? Our underground lair.
Oh yeah, when we, you know, when we start building our bunker, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I better start,
it's the next project.
Yeah, I better start digging. Like once it gets a little bit warmer, build an underground bunker.
Okay.
All right, we got.
Do you want to say hi, Ward?
No, Ward does not want to say hi. Lego Mario wants to say hi though.
Hi.
Hi, Bo.
Hello.
Okay, now go away.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
It's great that they're not having screen time, but man, they are loud.
I was upstairs and I'm just like, I'm like, do they ever just like quietly do things? I'm like, no, just like make noises.
Well, sometimes they will, like if they get into drawing or playing Lego, sometimes they'll do that quietly. And then you're like, what's going on?
Anyways, back to this person here.
It's a great business strategy. It is.
You know, but I figure someone's probably going to catch on. Like, you know.
Well, you know, the problem is you give that little business card and bag of Coke to the wrong person, and then you get arrested. So
he was giving it out at a casino. So
yeah.
Now it's not like you're giving it out at
the mall,
or an elementary school, or something.
Brutal. That would be insane.
Here, kids. It's just like
kids wouldn't even know what to do with that if they got a little bag of white powder. Maybe they would eat it. Maybe like, they thought it was sugar. Like sugar, yeah.
And then the parents would have a real problem on there.
Like the teachers.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Good luck, teachers. moving along. What do you think the most attractive accent in the world is? If you were to guess.
Irish.
Okay. Not French. Okay. You know, they're all on the table. Irish. You know, there's some very nice sounding Irish people. French people.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. What do you think it is?
Well, I thought it was French. That's just my guess.
Are you kidding me?
That's what I thought. But apparently, okay. Yeah, a new survey of 6,000 respondents from the UK.
Australian.
UK, France, Spain, Italy, and Germany, and US found which European language is considered the most attractive. The previous poll, which had been released in 2017, named French the sexiest language, but that was displaced by this new research. This year's survey showed that Italian is now rated as the world's most attractive language. All right.
Okay.
I'll let you mull on that for a second. According to Babbel, to name Italian the most attractive overall, it combined votes for which languages were perceived as most sexy, most romantic, and most passionate from the international respondents. When it came to what was considered the most direct language, perhaps unsurprisingly, German topped that. Achtung! Meanwhile, British English won the accolade of being the most polite. The survey also looked at attitudes towards partners speaking different languages. More than two-thirds, 70% of British people polled reported that they felt if their romantic partner had a different native language to themselves, learning the language helped foster a stronger emotional connection between them. However, just a quarter of Brits, 27%, said that hearing "I love you" means more in their native tongue. Not l'amour.
Or, ich hau von jou.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah. You probably just told me to take out the garbage, right?
No, it says I love you in Dutch.
Oh, okay. Explaining why Italian is considered attracted by many, Noel Wolf at Babbel. Noel Wolf at Babbel described how the pitch of the language is a significant factor. She said, there are certain characteristics of Italian that may contribute to its appeal. The rise and fall of pitches in spoken Italian can create a musical quality, which some people find alluring and attractive. Blah, 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 blah. Attractive is or Italian's best. It goes on for a while. So
the most boring accents were Canadian, American, Mid-Atlantic, and New York. And the most common were Canadian, Scottish, and Australian. Oh, thank you.
Canadian accents are boring.
Boring but calming, so that's good.
Okay. How do I take that? Can I take that? Is that a compliment or like, you know, on one
hand? Yeah, I think that's a compliment.
Not the boring part, but.
Not the, well, I don't really care about being boring. Who cares?
Yeah. Anyway, so Italians.
It's hard. I find it hard to hear my own accent.
You know what? I don't hear, speaking of myself, I don't hear it. However, if I do watch a certain Canadian movies, I'm like, okay. That definitely, there definitely is like a Canadian accent. You notice it like certain parts of Northern Ontario, Edmonton. I notice there's an Edmonton accent.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I do hear it.
Hmm.
Like I notice it. I notice him. I kind of picked up on it when started visiting Edmonton more often after we got together.
Well, we got together. We
got together.
That's it?
Yeah. We just got together. When we started dating, started visiting Edmonton more often, visiting the in-laws, who I think have a bit of an Edmonton accent.
Are you saying that I have an Edmonton accent?
You don't. You do not. No.
It's because you smacked it out of me.
Yes. Sorted you out. It's like, don't you dare be talking like that way around here.
Not in Calgary.
Speak normal. Or else you get.
Okay, I'm bored with this. Let's talk about Eurovision. Okay, come
on. Let's get. Oh, whoa, okay, Miss. Okay, we got. We got lots. So far, I'm just looking at the Eurovision YouTube playlist. So far, all the songs which have been answers 10, of which we will not talk about all today, but we have songs from Slovenia, France, Poland, Spain,
Netherlands.
Belgium, Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Oh my goodness. That one.
Do it.
All right.
Do it.
I have it queued up here. So this is Joost. Is that Joost Klein with Euro Papa. Oof. Okay. Let's get to this for show.
Say that before you watch it. You're totally giving away how you feel.
Well, okay.
Zip it.
Let's watch. All right. Joost Klein, Euro Papa. Representing Netherlands. Let's have a listen. What is that weird sound?
Euro! Let's come together!
Hello, Papa. Hello, Papa.
It's now or never! I love you all!
Papa. Hello, Papa.
Welkom in Europa. Blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Euro, Papa. Euro, Papa. Welkom in Europa. Blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Euro, Papa.
Ik zoek mijn friends en friends of neem de been in haar veen. Ik wil weg uit Netherlands, maar mijn paspoort is verdwenen. Heb gelukkig geen visum nodig om bij je te zijn. Dus neem de bus naar Polen of de trein naar Berlijn. Ik heb geen geld voor Paris, dus gebruik mijn fantasie. Heb je een eurotje, please? Zeg merci en alsjeblieft. Ik ben echt alles kwijt, behalve de tijd. Dus ben elke dag op reis, want de wereld is van mij.
Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga.
Zelfs mensen geld, maar er is niemand die me helpt. Ik hoef geen escargots, hoef geen vis en chips, hoef geen paël. Ja, no, ik weet niet eens wat dat is. Zet de radio aan, ik hoor Stromae met papa Ute. Zal niet stoppen tot ze zeggen ja, ja, dat doet hij goed, hé.
Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa. Welkom in Europa, blijf hier tot ik dood ga. Europa, pa, Europa, pa.
Europa, jongen!
het einde van de dag zijn we allemaal mensen. Mijn vader zei me ooit, het is een wereld zonder grenzen. Ik mis je elke dag, is wat ik stiekempjes fluister. Zie je nou wat, pa? Ik heb naar je geluisterd.
There we go. That was Joost Klein with Euro.
Do you know that this song is actually a letter to his parents who died when he was 12 or 13 years old? And he said to them that he wants to be in Eurovision.
So there's a backstory to this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is what happens when you follow it on Instagram.
Okay.
I think it's really cool. Like, cause you, and it's neat that when you watch it on YouTube, it translates it for you. So yes. You can know what the lyrics are.
They started doing that a couple of years ago. And I do appreciate that. Cause, for us non, well, speaking for myself, us, non Dutch speakers, we need all the help we can get.
Oh, I can't understand everything he's saying, some of it, but not enough to understand the full gist of it.
What did you think of the song, itself?
I find it so hard when the visuals are so interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
Just to hear the song.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, I really like the visuals. I think the song is super fun. I like it that it's a letter to his parents. There's a lot that I like about it, but I think I have a feeling that if I was hearing it on the radio, I might just find it a little bit too repetitive.
I do not like this song at all. I find it annoying.
Yes. Why?
I find it annoying. I find it, it seems like it's taking a cue from last year's, did Cha 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 win last year? I forget.
Oh yeah. That one was good. Everybody loved that one.
But
you know, can you fault him for taking a cue from last year? Right. It's not a copy of it.
No, but like it's not a copy of it, but like, and you know, that's what happens. Like, you know,
I think we're going to see a lot of songs like this year because everybody loved that song last year and they didn't, it didn't win.
But no, one of the televote.
So it won the vote by the people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I was surprised about that, but.
Yeah, so
I think when it comes down to it, a lot of times, if it's fun, people like it.
People like fun.
Yeah. Or if it's heartfelt, people like that too.
All right. So moving along. All right.
We're like experts now.
We are experts.
How do we become an expert? Do we just say that we are an expert?
Yeah. Is somebody gonna challenge us on it?
They might.
Oh, whatever.
What if they send us a quiz?
Oh. Okay. Next up, we have a Raven, a song called Veronica from Slovenia. All right, let's have a listen to this, shall we? Ooh.
Is that a dinosaur?
No, it's a hand. Sklesnimi koraki, nimi klici na pomoč. Staj, ko sem le voda u valovi hišani. Utopim se u sebi, se svetlovi prepustim.
Podoba te niżari. Ode, daro, są bez robo.
All right, that was Slovenia's song Raven performing Veronica. What did you think of that, Rochelle?
She's got good abs.
Okay. That's what you get out of it? She has good abs? What do you think of the song?
They probably shouldn't have an orgy on the beach because sand looks like it's really getting all over them.
Yeah.
It's kind of messy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I think it's...
I like the interesting lyrics. I was, you know, because we're watching on YouTube, we have the English translation and the subtitles, which is nice. I don't really know what
it's kind of. I just feel like it's a song I'm going to forget about.
Yeah, in like two weeks.
No, like in an hour.
All right. So, would you give it a thumbs up, a thumbs down, a?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Wow. Okay.
Sound effect.
All right.
Why don't we listen to France next?
All right. Let's listen to France.
And of course, it's Mon Amour, which is a love song. They do tend to have romantic songs.
Yeah, that seems to be their thing. So let's hear Slimane. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Mon Amour representing France. Let's go.
Mon amour, dis-moi à quoi tu penses, si tout ça a un sens, désolé si je te dérange. Mon amour, te souviens-tu de nous, du premier rendez-vous, c'était beau, c'était fou. Joue la scène, mais c'est toujours la même fin qui recommence. Tu n'entends pas ma peine. On en fait quoi? Est-ce que tu m'aimes ou pas? Mon amour, je ferai tout ce que je peux. Un océan dans le feu. L'impossible si tu le veux. Je t'attendrai. Je t'aime, je sais pas pourquoi. Je joue la
was France's entry, Slimane with Mon Amour. And it is currently my favorite entry that we've heard so far. And probably my favorite entry from France in recent memory. I love this song.
Yeah, he can sing really, really good. You know, and I also really like it that they made him into a human disco ball.
Yes, yes. That's awesome.
A really cool fact.
You know, it's I think in all the years that we've been watching Eurovision and having parties and stuff, I don't think France has won. And I think I would love to see this song win. Obviously, this is the third song that we've heard.
You're already saying that?
I love it. I think it's a great
song. I think you're jumping the gun. Like, I don't know.
You know, I
can't say that yet. You haven't even heard all of them.
I know I haven't heard all of them, but I know I really, really like this song. I like his performance. I like the song. I like how it just kind of builds. I like the fact that he sings so passionately, so hard that spit is coming out of his face.
Yeah, you can really see the spit.
Especially like when it's like against the spotlight. I definitely.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go there yet, but I do really like this song. I do like it.
Okay.
What are we going to do next?
All right. Let's see what we got. We have Poland. We have Spain.
We need to switch it up.
I'm going to go based on the thumbnails. I'm going to listen to UK's entry, Oleg Alexander, who's in, which band is he in? Two Door Cinema Club, I believe. No? Yeah. Yeah. No. The other band. I don't know. Years and Years he's in. So he's representing Eurovision. Let's have a listen. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll just be another UK Eurovision song. Only time will tell.
There's a place where we break the line. Get a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand and spin me?
That was Ollie Alexander representing United Kingdom with Dizzy.
I think they said the word dizzy too many times.
Yeah, that's
it was making me dizzy.
It was a very dizzy video, that's for sure. Mr. Ollie Alexander spinning around on some sort of platform. And there's a lot to talk about when it comes to this video. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, for listeners.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, like, first of all, I always want UK to do well because in the years past, they've always traditionally done well, but then they just year after year, they just
not since I've been watching Eurovision.
No, like, but like, you know, but like in the 90s and earlier.
Okay, yes. I was not watching it then.
But I think the problem is that they don't take it seriously. And I know, I get Eurovision is a really serious contest. But like, you know,
what are you talking about? No, the band that won from Italy.
No, I mean, like, generally,
they're traveling, like, after they won Eurovision, they were traveling around the world, and they were, you know, they were famous, like, in the States. Maneskin, I even heard them on the radio here in Calgary.
Yeah,
that's an Italian band that won Eurovision. So don't tell me this contest is not anything good. It's what you do with it.
No, but I'm speaking from the perspective of the United Kingdom, like, you know.
Well, then they're stupid not to realize it. There's more people watching this than who are watching the Super Bowl. You know, Madonna, Justin Timberlake, they both did in intermission shows.
They made Eurovision. A Eurovision movie on Netflix.
So. Yeah, like, this is not. I mean, the UK is just stupid if they're not going to take it seriously.
You know, Sweden takes it very seriously. Like, other countries take it very seriously. I don't know about Netherlands this year, but that maybe they do.
Why would you say that? That song was a letter to his dead parents. How is that not serious?
Man, that's pretty. It's okay. Maybe I need to rewatch that. And
he's wearing like crazy outfits, but that is Eurovision. You wear crazy outfits for Eurovision. I mean, look at what ABBA wore. Like, that's all throughout the history of Eurovision. Like, you wear a performance sort of outfit.
Actually, there's a funny story about that. Just as a bit of a sidetrack.
Why do I have to tell you this? You're the one who introduced Eurovision to me. You should know this.
The reason that ABBA wore something like the crazy outfits that they did when they were performing. I think it had something.
I know, because someone gave them a business card with Coke attached to it.
Yeah, that would make more sense than what I'm about to tell you. But apparently it has something to do with taxes. I'm not joking. Like, from my understanding, from my recollection, and
that sounds boring. I know.
Apparently, like, if they have like performance outfits, you can get tax breaks on that. So they had outfits for that. And I don't know. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about taxes.
Really boring.
Let's talk more about taxes for another hour.
Okay, I'm going to pick the next one.
Yeah, you do the next one.
Switzerland.
Sure. Where's that?
Down, right there. Nemo.
Nemo and the Code.
The Code.
Oh, that sounds very Hollywood thriller-ish. The Code.
I was thinking Disney, but, you know.
Okay. Let's listen.
Welcome to the show. Let everybody know I'm done playing the game. I'll break out of the chains. You better buckle up. I'll pour another cup. This is my poem, so drink it up, my friend. You'll tell about life, but the good and the bad, better hold on tight. Who decides what's wrong, what's right? Everything is balanced, everything's light. I got so much on my mind, and I've been awake all night. I'm so pumped, I'm so psyched, it's bigger than me, I'm getting so hyped. Like, let me taste the lows and highs. Let me feel that burning fright. This story is my truth. I broke the
between the O's and the ones. That's where I found my kingdom come. My heart beats like a somewhere between the O's and the ones. That's where I found my kingdom come. My heart beats like a drum.
That was Switzerland's entry, Nemo with the song called The Cub.
I like that one.
I like that one too. I didn't like the first 20 seconds of it, but then from that point forward, I was totally on board with it.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure where it was going, but then it seemed like it was like an everything song. It just felt like it was just like all sorts of different.
I just got sucked right into it.
Yeah.
I'm this guy's voice. Oh no, my goodness. Kidding. Like to be able to do operatic. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, sure.
You know, singing and then also sing like hip hop and
more rocky.
Pop and rocky. Like that's amazing.
Very
that's
versatile
like,
voice.
That's like Queen. Like,
yeah. So if Nemo can do this, off, pull this off live, I think they will do very well in this contest. It was a really cool song.
Because do you remember there was, oh, I can't remember. I think it might've been Sweden. A couple of years back, there was a lady who sang operatic, but then when she was singing the regular pop part, it just like she couldn't hit the notes, right?
Yeah. So some people I've noticed this in Eurovision too. Like, you know, there's a lot of singers who are really good at belting it out, but when they get to the sort of the more quieter parts, they kind of fall flat.
Yeah. So I hope that this guy can sing this good in real life.
Yeah, so
because I do really like this song and the video is actually really good too.
Really cool.
I really like it. It kind of reminds me a little bit of
of what, Rochelle?
What's that director guy that did that movie about those people in a train in India and he has like a really yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Like Wes Anderson?
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Maybe the, yeah.
A little bit. Like the colors are but colors. Not as bright. They're a little bit more saturated, but the same kind of.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Yeah.
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 I yeah.
Like, so of the song.
Nemo, The Code, Switzerland. I think out of all the songs we saw today, definitely like this one the best.
This is, yeah, I like this one a lot. I'm still giving France an edge out with Mon Amour because that was a really good song. And I like that guy.
Yeah, they're just like, it's hard to compare them because they're so different than each other.
I know. Dead Last, of course.
But of course, I think for me, third is going to be Holland. No, you know what? I'm putting Holland before France.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you know what? I like it.
You like? Oh, yeah. I do not like that song at all. And I understand that there's a backstory to it, but
maybe if I didn't know the backstory, I probably wouldn't like it as much.
Yeah.
They got me sucked in.
That's how they do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways, so let's before we wrap up the show, I got one more thing I want to talk about, non-Eurovision related. This, you know, obviously this happens when you plan a show around Valentine's Day and then you don't do a show for a while. You have Valentine's Day stories. So this is coming from
a little bit late, Eric.
No, but this is.
Is it worth it?
It's interesting.
It looks bad.
This is about relationship alchemists. Apparently we have those in Calgary. So
what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah. I guess we'll find out what that means.
Well, okay.
An alchemist, isn't that someone who creates
in some good vibes for Valentine's.
Close your eyes and find your own center.
A session with Linda Switzer, who calls herself a relationship alchemist.
We take what's there and make some magic with it.
Take a big breath in and let it out with a sound.
Guiding Jesse and Jennifer and Matt and Sarah.
The tantric exercises just really bring you to like mindfulness, to like connect with your partner.
Breathing in through your heart and out through your solar plexus.
Get away from the hustle and bustle of life. Get down with your partner, connect on a deeper level.
Quite a change from what they'd usually do around Valentine's Day.
Go out for dinner.
Go for some drinks, maybe some dancing.
Put something like Peter's Drive-In.
Well, this year, Linda's offering something special on the big night.
On Valentine's Day, we're going to be offering Tantra Speed Date. It's a way for singles to meet each other. And so there's a ceremony.
The women choose. She will take one of her beads from her pouch and place it in his pouch.
I've actually done the Tantra speed dating before. You get to kind of experience a bunch of different people and a bunch of different energies.
I invite you to open your heart just a little crack more.
But in our society right now, we're isolated and lonely. And so this is mindfulness and also healing.
Take this rose and wipe her metaphorical tears. Yes.
Gil Tucker, Global News.
What if we sat that way towards each other, Rochelle? How would you feel about that?
I don't know.
Would you just, would you be able to?
Just seems like I might not like you being that close to me.
Get your filthy paws off me, animal.
That's just so close.
It is like, well, that is the point. Like, you know, there's just this close.
I don't know if I like hugging you, but that's different because then we can step away. But like
when your face isn't in my face.
Honestly, though, like if I went to something like that, when she says wipe your metaphorical tears with a rose, mm-hmm. I would just start laughing. Like, that's hilarious.
You'd be like,
it's so. Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't get into it.
What are your thoughts on tantric speed dating? I don't know.
I don't even know what that is. Like,
yeah, how you?
It looks like they're playing row, row, row your boat in the clip, which, you know, that can be fun.
That can be fun. Yeah,
and you got to make sure the other person's going to be rowing just as hard as you are. Yeah. Or else you're gonna flop. So
got to be teamwork.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I think my problem with this stuff is that like, you're just like, what? You have to do everything that she tells you to do. And
it's
like,
guided.
What if you,
it's a guided.
Yeah. Course. I don't like it.
How dare you?
Because like, what if you don't want to? What if I don't want a rose on my face? Well, like, I don't want.
Then don't sign up for
rose
this.
Petals on my face. What if I break out into a rash from it?
Clearly, you're not the audience or not the type of clientele that this.
Can it be like suggested, but not?
Rochelle, let's talk about your. Let's dive a little bit deeper about the problems you have with authority. You know, I think there's something we can really. I feel like there's a nugget of truth in here that we can really.
I can't help it. It's
I see this and I see your reactions towards like workout videos. It's like, why should I do what they're telling me to do?
Yeah, I realize why I don't like workout videos.
It's like, I'm not going to do what you tell me.
Yeah, I know. I still do most of it.
Most of it. Until they do the hard things. You're like, get out of here, guys.
Yeah, then I'll just do like my.
I do what I want.
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't see a bad thing with that.
And that is why you are you.
And that's why you are you. Yeah. You're like, I'll do everything they tell me to do. No matter how much it sucks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know. So you should have been in the army.
Yeah, I should have.
You'd be good. I get kicked out within an hour.
Like push-ups. You do push-ups.
You do it.
Why should I salute you?
Anyway, yeah, I'm not good with classes. I mean, I'm taking a class right now, but it's different because it's like they're teaching you. They're not telling you to do stuff. I like that. Like, that's fine.
Don't tell me what to do.
Are those almost the same thing?
What's that, Bo?
Are those almost the same thing?
Teaching and telling you what to do? No, not really.
But aren't assignments just telling you what to do?
No, it's showing, it's testing you to see if you learn what they taught.
Okay, but like assign.
Okay, why are you? Oh my goodness, this is a teenager. You're just challenging me.
But seriously, like assignments are just work for you to do. So why don't you do the same for homework and stuff? That is work. Why do you just, or do you just put it off till the last minute?
No, I do my homework.
She gets A's and A pluses
in all of my homework assignments. So what do you get?
You could still be getting A pluses pluses.
No, you don't get top marks, so you're not one to talk. I'm taking some online courses right now in case anybody is confused at what's happening. I'm taking interior decorating courses through Mount Royal University, which are they're very good and really enjoying it.
Not sponsored.
And one time Bo did my homework for me, and Bo, how did that go? It was hard. It's a hard class. Kate, irritating noises. Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, I like it.
All right. So
that's it.
That's it.
I'm not taking this class or whatever this is called.
Not taking it.
It's not a class. It's
an experience for sure.
By the way, guys, people who are listening to this, you probably won't hear my voice for the next 10 years.
Why?
Because I barely ever get on this podcast by choice.
Well, I'd like you to be on.
Don't tell them.
That's okay, last thing, Eric. Don't you know with teenagers, you have to say the opposite of what you want them to do, and then they'll do the opposite.
Yeah, don't ever come on this show.
You're banned. Okay. You're banned from Tip Tap
Yay!
Tip.
I didn't really care anyway.
Okay. All right, let's wrap up the show. Oh my God, it's almost a teenager.
Hard Eagle!
Okay.
Hey, a wall.
Well, thank you for listening to the show.
Bye.
This has been Tip Tap Tip, doing the Tip Tap Tip thing.
Yay.
Tip Tap Tip, tiptaptip.com. We have an email, info@tiptaptip.com, if you wish to send us stuff, because apparently we lost our beloved voicemail last.
Boo.
I know, Google took it away from us. I was very upset about that. And
dispute it.
Yeah, dispute a billion monthly. I wouldn't even know who to call. They don't have phone numbers. They don't have anything.
I know, but there's probably a way for you to figure
it out. It's gone. They said they've already re-given it out to.
And why though?
Because apparently, like, because I signed up.
Did you have to pay for it?
No, I didn't have to pay for nothing.
Okay, so then why they take it away?
Because the service is only. The service is only available in the States, and somehow I did some sort of trickery to get it from Canada.
Oh, so you were being against the rules.
I know. Bad guy. Anyways, Rochelle can be found on Instagram, Instagram.com/artmom_artmom. You can see what she's been up to and stuff.
I think I'm going to change it to fart mom.
Fart mom? Fart mom underscore fart mom?
No, I'm just joking. I won't do that.
There probably already is somebody who's taking that. All the good names are taken.
Even good name. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Is that name taken?
Probably already taken. Anyways, you want to say?
If you want to do it.
You want to talk. Just talk, man.
Okay.
Get into the microphone. Say some things.
I just realized you had music. I just realized you had music in the background.
Yeah.
Like outro music. I didn't know that.
What if I want? This mic is loud.
Well, when you yell in it, it's very loud.
I'm talking normal. It's just really in front of my face.
Okay.
I should probably not put my mouth right next to it. Loud.
Okay.
Kids take it over.
No, I wouldn't like that. Please, no.
Well, the show's almost over anyway, so.
Hey, Dad.
Shit. Talk
about your favorite video game. Oh, yeah, Dad. Remember that one thing you wanted to talk about for this, like, a little bit for this episode for the outro?
Totally forgot about it.
Oh, yeah.
You want headphones.
Ward, no.
So that's fine.
Give them back.
That's fine. I can see. I can see when the.
Okay.
When the song ends.
Okay, well, Dad.
Me out if you're the end. Fire shell.
Bye. Well, Dad, let's just talk for like a couple minutes. You want to talk about that game you got?
I can hear you.
I know. I am loud.
Yeah, because you're yelling. I'll turn down your mic. Okay.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
You're taking over the show. Okay, fine.
Dad, do you want to
talk about
that game you got? Ward, stop. Stop interrupting me.
I'm trying to talk with Dad. Dad,
I'm embracing the chaos of this moment. So.
Dad, do you want to talk about that game you got like for a couple minutes? For like
a
minute. Dad.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about like the Stanley Pear or something? I forget the name.
Yes, we can talk about that game.
How about like
Smash Bros?
How about next episode? How's that sound? Like a spin-off? Maybe a spin-off episode, like something different.
Music, voice.
What do you like about it?
Wouldn't that just be spoiling it? Because my favorite part isn't ending that for sequel.
Yeah.
That's your hint.
Okay. Yeah.
That's your hint.
Here's my my recommendation.
Ward.
Okay, Ward, quiet, please. The Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe on whatever platform or console you have. It's good.
Also, the Switch has like some different voice lines, I think. Like just saying that it's a cheap Switch port and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
But you can get both versions on Steam. Get the Ultra Deluxe for like more endings and stuff. Other than that, like better graphics. That's it.
See ya. That's funny.
See ya.
Bye bye.
Wait. Let's tip tap out. See ya.
Okay. Tip tap.
Okay.
Bye,
guys.
Tip tap tap.
You end it.
I will. Okay.
Bye. Ward, stop yelling into the mic.